to the final performance, the final evening of Jamgrass 2002. Will you all please make welcome acoustic disc recording artists, the David Grisman Quintet! Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do Mellow Man. I used to come to Jones Beach when I was a little boy. My parents used to bring me to Jones Beach, so it's very nostalgic for me to be here. My daughter Jillian is here too, so that's already nostalgic, you know. I'll send this out to Jillian. This is written for her brother Monroe, who's a rock and roller and also very mellow Mang. That's the name of this tune, Mellow Mang. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. That tune is on our newly released acoustic disc, Dog Nation. Okay, so I do believe we have some here with us this evening. If you'd like a memento. But we'll go back to our bluegrass roots for you. I guess it became cool to like bluegrass every decade or so, something like that happens. They don't plan it that way. Anyhow, this is the second tune I ever tried to write on the mandolin. I'll send this out to my friend John Monteleone, who I think is here. He's a great mandolin builder. Thank you. Maybe we'll get down a little bit, you know. Been up so long it looks down to me or something like that. This is my this piece was dedicated to the godfather of soul, James Brown, who had the great privilege and good luck to see James around 1964 in the Apollo Theater, and made a very big impression. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. You know, I've had a quintet now for 26 years. And, of course, I'm the only original member left. Tony Rice was one of the original members. He gave Dog Music a big boost. Good to hear Tony. He's fantastic. And but these guys have been with me longer than any other group, both individually and collectively. So I'd like to introduce them to you, starting with our bass player, who's been in the band now for 17 years, on upright acoustic string bass from Pacifica, California. Please welcome Jim Kerwin. Next fellow in line is an all-purpose multi-instrumentalist. He plays just about everything he can get his hands on, including violin, mandolin, percussion, refrigerator doors, hubcaps, dining room tableware. And he's been in the band for 13 years. He's got a CD of his own out called Camp Town. I would call it an acoustic party CD, and I would kind of characterize him as an acoustic party animal. From Dixon, California, please welcome Joe Craven. Next fellow here followed Joe in the genealogy of the band just several weeks later, right after we played Carnegie Hall. But we'll get back, I promise you, someday we'll be there. Even if I have to buy the tickets myself. You know.
So keep practicing.
But, he plays the flute and the bass flute, occasional percussion. He's got a wonderful album on the acoustic disc label called Flute Jazz. And he's got another CD that he produced himself called The Headwaters Project, which is devoted to raising money for the redwood trees in California. The eco-minded member of the band, from Marin County, California, Mr. Matt Eckel. Well, for the past 9 years, we have had on guitar a young man from Cordoba, Argentina. The man with the Latin touch. That's the name of one of his CDs. Another is Solos from South America. And this past month, he's released his latest CD called Intimo with his beautiful wife, Yolanda Aranda, an incredible vocalist. And it's only the kind of music that a man and his wife should be sharing anywhere, you know?
Well.
Maybe not his wife. That's what, hey, I go along with that. Whatever, this, no bedroom should be without any of his CDs. I can't put it more bluntly. The man with the Latin touch on acoustic guitar, Mr. Enrique Coria. How many of you have seen the film Grateful Dog? All right, well, I'm very proud of my daughter, Jillian, for putting that together, and I thank her profusely, and I certainly thank Mr. Garcia every day. So here it is, Grateful Dog. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll do a few more from our new CD. It's one I wrote last year at the beach in Oregon. I called it Bluegrass at the Beach. Of course, one hardly ever hears Bluegrass at the Beach, or it certainly didn't originate at the beach. And neither did this song, or it did. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
designation.
Thank you. We'd like to play the title tune of this CD, Dog Nation. Thank you. We appreciate you coming out and supporting alternative music, unclassifiable music. All right, well, that's, I appreciate that. Of course, we play dog music. This is called Jam Grass. I don't want to get into semantics, you know. Jam Grass is, well, it's not exactly untried. I've tried jam. And I've tried grass. But I didn't exhale. Anyhow, we've had a ball on this tour. I believe this is the last Jam Grass concert, at least for us. And it's really a pleasure to be on the bill with these folks. My good friend Sam Bush is coming out. He's a powerhouse. In fact, here he is now. Previews of coming attractions. Well, we'd like to close off with a number that I dedicated to our good friend Charles Sawtell, also known as Slade, who's no longer on this earthly plane, but I know he's somewhere. And well, this is for him. It's called Slade. Thank you all again. Hope to see you next time.
Enrique Coria, guitar. Jim Kerwin, bass. Joe Craven, fiddle and everything else. Matt Eckel, flute. Special guest star, Sam Bush.
And of course,
sound man, Larry Cummings. Production manager, Steve Gudis. Thank you so much.
And the man we call Dog, David Grisman.